Next 2 weeks we'll be studying the history of Adventist theology.
U toku sljedeće dvije sedmice mi ćemo proučavati istoriju adventističke teologije.
This is not to be confused with the history of the Adventist Church.
To ne treba da se zameni sa historijom adventističke crkve.
We will be looking at the main lines of how we became who we are.
Mi ćemo proučavati osnovne činjenice u kako smo postali ono što jesmo.
This is not a course in theology.
Ovo neće biti također ni predavanje o teologiji.
But historical theology.
Već o istoriji teologije.
And this is not a course in exegesis.
Ovo nije ni kurs u exegezi.
But it will raise some questions of exegesis.
Međutim, pojavit će se i neka pitanja povezana sa exegezom.
And when you get finished, you'll, I believe, understand a lot more about Seventh-day Adventism and our beliefs.
Ja vjerujem kada budemo završili ova izlaganja, ova predavanja, da ćete nešto više znati, bolje razumjeti nešto šta je to adventizam sedmog dana.
That does not mean you will have all the answers.
To ne znači da ćete imati sve odgovore.
In fact, the course will raise some questions in your mind that you're going to want to study out in your spare time.
Ja mislim da će čak se posle ovoga kursa pojaviti nova pitanja u vašim mislima koji ćete morati sami da rešavate u slobodno vreme.
Now, my good brother here will be giving an examination to some of the students.
Ovaj moj dobri brat koji stoji pored mene, on će voditi ispit studenata posle predavanja.
We have yet to work out the exact arrangement, but I'm going to supply with some questions.
Da, mi ćemo morati da malo napravimo jedan pregled onoga što ćemo činiti, ali ja ću bratu dati ispit na pitanje.
And my usual policy is to give some objective type of questions and then an essay question.
Da, ja imam tako običaj da dajem neka objektivna pitanja, a zatim jedno pitanje u obliku eseja.
But the professor here will make the final choice on that matter.
No, prepuštam bratu da napravi konačan izbor kako će to biti.
But we may be giving you a question tomorrow.
Ta pitanja ćete možda dobiti već sutra.
Because my policy is generally to give the essay question the first or second day of class.
Moj običaj je da pitanja povezana sa esejem dam prvi ili drugi dan predavanja.
And it's a question that's very broad. You cannot answer all of it.
Da, ta pitanja su vrlo široke prirode. Vi ne možete dati potpuno odgovor na njih.
But it helps you organize the material that we'll be looking at for the next 30
hours. Ali pomažu vam da organizujete taj materijal koji ćemo proučavati u toku sljedećih dana.
I look at, by I should say also, there up to the present time there is no book on this topic.
Moram da naglasim da do danas još nije napisan udžbenik o ovoj tematici.
I am the book.
Ja sam knjiga.
However,
ali
when I get home,
kada budem došao kući,
there is going to be a book on the topic that should be off the press by the time I get home.
Onda će negde trebati da se nađe u štampi knjiga upravo ono vreme kada ja stignem kući.
I've entitled the book A Search for Identity.
Naslov te knjige je Potraga za identitetu.
Who are we?
Ko smo mi?
What does it mean to be a Seventh-day Adventist?
Šta to znači biti adventista sedmog dana?
And I will frame this lecture in terms of a search for identity.
Ja ću upravo ova predavanja oblikovati nekako da bih odgovorio na to pitanje šta smo mi.
And I will divide the course into six parts.
Podelit ću sva ova predavanja u šest delova.
The first part is the contextual foundations of Adventist
prvi deo biće
theology.
Kontekstualni temelj, utemeljenje adventizma.
What was the theological beliefs of the surrounding culture when Adventism was born?
Kakva su bila verska shvatanja, verovanja u okolini adventista u vreme kad su oni pojavili?
And then we will look at Millerism.
A zatim proučavat ćemo Millerizam
and its theology.
I njegovu teologiju.
And when the Millerite disappointment comes, it throws Adventism into a crisis.
A kada je došlo do razočaranja Millerita, onda je celokupni adventistički pokret došao u krizu.
And that crisis will bring us to our third topic.
A ova kriza dovešće nas do našeg trećeg predavanja.
That is a question of what is Adventist in Adventism.
To će biti pitanje šta je to adventista u okviru adventizma.
Who are we in relationship to all these other disappointed Adventists?
A šta smo mi, ko smo mi u odnosu prema onim drugim razočaranim adventistima?
And during this period we will study out our basic doctrines.
I u toku tog perioda mi ćemo proučavati naše osnovne doktrine.
Those doctrines that make us unique as a people.
Te doktrine koje nas čine jedinstvenima kao crkvu.
Sabbath, sanctuary,
subota, svetilište,
state of the dead,
stanje mrtvih,
and premillennial second advent.
Zatim, to je istražni sud i premilenijum.
This period in Adventist history will last from about 1844 to about 1886.
Izgleda da je ovaj period od 844. Do, šta reći, 86. godine trajao.
And we liked, our early preachers liked our conclusions that we had discovered about what's Adventist in Adventism.
Da, naši rani propovednici su voljeli da prave te zaključke šta to znači biti adventista u okviru adventizma.
In fact, we liked what was Adventist so much that we forgot to preach what was Christian.
Da, mi toliko volimo da propovedamo adventizam da zaboravljamo ponekad da propovedamo hrišćanstvo.
And the way Adventist evangelists did evangelism was to go into a community and start an argument.
A način na koji su adventistički propovednici održavali svoje evangelizacije bio je da se nađu među publikom i da počnu prepirku.
We would challenge their best preacher to a debate.
Mi bi izazivali u to doba najbolje propovednike na debatu.
Which day is the Sabbath?
Koji dan je dan odmora?
And then we'd have a big public argument.
I onda smo javnu raspravu o tome vodili.
And we often won.
What?
We often won the argument.
Da, vrlo često smo pobeđivali.
But it made us very narrow people.
Ali to nas je činilo vrlo uskogrudim ljudima.
And by 1886,
I tamo negde oko 886. godine,
a new question was coming up.
Jedno novo pitanje je izbilo na površinu.
What is Christian in Adventism?
Šta je to hrišćansko u adventizmu?
And we will examine that question.
I to pitanje ćemo proučavati.
Which will be the topic particularly during the 1888 General Conference session and during the 1890s.
Da, to je bilo pitanje koje se posebno pojavilo u toku generalne konferencije 1888. i 90. godine.
This period in Adventist history will last from about 1887 to about 1919.
Tamo negde ovo pitanje se javljalo od 87. do 90. do kraja 90. godine.
And then a new crisis will come which will raise a new question.
A zatim pojavila se nova kriza koja je podstrekla novo pitanje.
And that is what is fundamentalist in Adventism.
To je opet pitanje šta je to fundamentalno u adventizmu. Šta znači biti fundamentalista u adventizmu?
This will be in response to the Protestant the division of the Protestant church between liberals and ultra conservatives.
A vi znate da je i protestantska crkva u to doba podelila se na ultrakonzervativce i na liberale.
And that period of Adventist history from last until about 1920 till about 1955.
A taj period adventizmu je trajao od 1920. do otprilike 55.
And since 1955 we have a new time period.
A od 55. godine mi se nalazimo u jednom novom vremenskom razdoblju.
Adventism and theological tension.
Adventizam u teološkoj napetosti.
Several people saying this is the real Adventism and others saying no, you're all wrong, this is what's true.
Ima nekih ljudi koji kažu ovo je adventizam, a drugi opet postoje koji kažu ne, to, nego ovo je pravi adventizam.
You cannot understand the current debates without understanding the history.
Vi ne možete shvatiti ove sadašnje debate u okviru adventizma ako ne razumete njihovu historijsku pozadinu.
So this is one course that I must complete the entire course.
I to je dakle još jedno predavanje koje moram da završim celokupno izlaganje.
That's the outline of the course.
Eto, to vam je na neki način pregled ovog našeg kursa.
I will spend about the first half of the course.
Provešću možda prvu polovinu.
Just getting up to 1850.
Da bih stigao tamo do 850. godine.
Because it's these early years that really set everything else builds upon these early questions.
Da, jer upravo na tim ranim godinama gradi se sve ono što je nastalo kasnije.
The part of the course that will be most familiar to you will probably be the earliest part.
Onaj deo moga izlaganja koji će vam na neki način izgledati najpoznatiji, to je verovatno taj najraniji deo.
You'll be very surprised at some of the issues that come up in the latter part of the course.
A verujem da ćete biti vrlo iznenađeni nekim pitanjima koja će se pojavljivati kasnije u toku izlaganja.
But don't ever think that Adventist theology hasn't had growth and transformation.
Nemojte nikad misliti da adventistička teologija nije rasla, da se nije preobražavala.
Most of the founders of this church could not belong to it today if they had to agree to the 27 fundamental beliefs.
Veliki deo naših pionira ne bi bio u stanju da pripada crkvi danas kad bi trebalo da prihvate ovih 27 osnovnih verovanja.
Because they didn't believe in the Trinity.
Jer oni nisu verovali u trojstvo.
They didn't believe in the full divinity of Jesus.
Nisu verovali
They didn't believe in the full divinity of Jesus.
Nisu verovali u potpuno božanstvo Isusa Hrista.
And they didn't believe in the personhood of the Holy Spirit.
I nisu verovali u osobu koju mi zovemo Svetim Duhom.
We will see many changes across time and take a look at why there were changes.
Vidjet ćemo mi kako je dolazilo do tih mnogih promjena i koje su te promjene.
You may have some questions as we go through.
Možda ćete imati nekih pitanja dok budemo išli kroz kurs.
That's good.
To je dobro.
When you have a question, raise your hand.
Ako imate pitanje, samo podignite ruku.
And if I think it's a good time for me to stop, I will stop and answer the question.
I ako ja mislim da je prikladno vreme da se zaustavim, ja ću se zaustaviti i odgovoriti na pitanje.
If it's not a good time to stop, I will just point at you and say, yes, I recognize it, and I'll come back later.
A ako nije dobar trenutak, ja ću reći, prihvatio sam tvoje pitanje, vratit ću se na njega kasnije.
I will say that many of the questions will be in anticipation what I'm going to say next or tomorrow.
Da, meni se čini da će većina od tih pitanja biti samo u anticipaciji, u očekivanju onoga što o čemu ću ja govoriti sljedeći put ili sljedeći dan.
Because there's only natural to certain kinds of questions come up in the development of the discussion.
Jer je sasvim prirodno da se određena vrsta pitanja pojavljuje u toku izlaganja.
At this point, I will begin the first lecture.
I sad u ovom trenutku započinjem prvo izlaganje.
Is there any questions so far?
Da li ima do sada nekih pitanja?
I have a question.
Ja imam pitanje.
Have these students had a course in basic Christian history?
Da li ste vi imali predmet osnovna hrišćanska istorija? Osnovi hrišćanske istorije?
Not all of them, okay. And most of them have not had a course in Adventist church history either.
I većina od vas sigurno nije prošla kroz predmet adventističke crkvene istorije.
Okay. Because the more things that you haven't had, the more things that I may have to explain.
Jer sve ono što ste vi propustili da naučite u toku prošlosti, ja sad moram da dodam svojem izlaganju i da objašnjavam.
And if I'm saying something that you don't understand,
ako budem rekao nešto što ne možete da razumete,
don't be afraid to ask a question.
Nemojte se bojati da postavite pitanje.
Remember this.
Imajte na umu sljedeće.
There are no stupid questions.
Nema glupih pitanja.
There are some stupid answers, but not stupid questions.
Ali ima glupih odgovora.
The only stupid people are the ones that don't ask questions.
A glupi ljudi nikad ne postavljaju pitanja.
When they should be asking a question.
Kada bi trebalo da ih postavljaju.
And so if I use a word that you don't understand.
Ako ja na primjer upotrebim reč koju vi ne razumete.
Such as Arianism.
Kao što je na primjer reč arianizam.
And you don't know what it means.
Onda bi trebalo da znate, da se pitate šta to znači.
It's all right if you haven't had a course in church history, it's all right to ask what does that mean?
Ako niste taj predmet imali u toku svog školovanja, onda je dobro da se upitate šta ta reč znači.
Because I have to remember I always teach this course to people that have had course in church history and Adventist history.
A ja moram u toku celog vremena da imam na umu da ja uvek ova predavanja držim onima koji su prošli oba ova predmeta.